Blog Talk Radio.
If you will be kind enough to bear with us.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Welcome to another episode. I'm John Marshall, sitting in on behalf of Brian Jones tonight. And I am thankful that you are with us. You have just a moment to call one of your friends, send them a text, email quickly, get them on the air, tell them Passion for Christ is being made available tonight. What is the most difficult thing that you will ever do? If you are a Christian, if you are a believer, if you're not a believer, what is the most difficult thing that you will ever do? Or what is the most difficult thing up until this point in life that you have attempted to do? You may have said getting through a failure, getting through an illness, getting through a death, getting through school is the most difficult. It's the most challenging thing that you've ever done. But think about that for a moment. It would be nice if we had the time to go around and let everybody share what you actually believe is the most difficult thing that you will ever attempt to do. And just let everyone share from their perspective what is the great challenge. Through the writings of the Apostle Paul, God clearly expressed his desire. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, hear the words from the writing of the Apostle Paul to Timothy. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Notice, God's will, God's desire, is for all men to be saved. God wants you eternally saved. How far will God go to get us saved and to keep us saved? Let us consider the helps that God provides as we think about this. The most difficult thing that you will ever do is go to hell. Getting to hell will require greater energy, a greater effort on your part than anything you will ever do. To live in this world lost, to die lost, and go to hell is the most difficult, the most challenging thing that any human being will ever do. God's made it difficult. Therefore, if you miss heaven, it will be your fault. Let's look at some things that God does and some things that helps us. God himself helps us to be saved. Through his goodness, he leads us toward salvation. Romans chapter 2 and verse number 4. And through his grace, he leads us toward salvation. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. How far has God gone? How far will he go so that we can be saved? He will go far enough for his goodness to help us and for his grace to help us. Through his Son, God helps us to be saved. Through the commission of his Son, God leads us toward salvation. Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Not only through the commission of his Son, but through the cross of his Son, God leads us toward salvation. Luke 24 and verse 44 through 47. Thus it is written, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and rise from the third day, that remission and repentance of sin would be preached in his name, beginning in Jerusalem. The gospel centers around the cross of Jesus. So through the commission of his Son and through the cross of his Son, God leads us toward salvation. But he doesn't stop there. Through his Spirit, God leads us toward salvation. Through the counsel of his Spirit, God leads us toward salvation. John chapter 14 and verse number 26. Through the conviction of his Spirit, God leads us toward salvation. John 16, verses 7 through 11. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts us of sin, judgment, and righteousness. So through his Spirit, God leads us to be saved. But not only does God help us to be saved, he helps us through his Son to be saved, and he helps us through his Spirit to be saved. But even through his servants, saints of God, God helps us to be saved. Through the prayers of his servants, God leads us toward salvation. Romans 10, verses 1 through 3, the Apostle Paul said, my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, have gone about to establish their own righteousness, and they have not subjected themselves to the righteousness of God. So God himself reaches out to save us. Through his Son, he leads us toward salvation. Through his Spirit, he leads us toward salvation. And through his servants, he leads us toward salvation. Through the prayers of his servants, through the persuasion of his servants, God leads us to salvation. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, the chapter is number 5, and the verse is number 11. The Apostle Paul said, therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men through persuasion of his servants. God leads us toward salvation. My friend, God really wants you saved. Jesus did not die on the cross so you can be lost, but rather he died on the cross so that you can be saved. God really, really wants you to be saved. Let's consider some observations. God has placed himself between you and getting to hell. In order for you to get to hell, you will have to hurdle over God. And my friend, that's difficult. You will have to go around God. You will have to go over God, because you'll not be able to go through God and get to hell. God has lodged himself between you and hell. And if you get to hell, my friend, it'll be because you have accomplished one of the most difficult tasks that man has ever known. God has placed his son between you and hell. In order for you to get to hell, you'll have to go over Jesus. You'll have to go around Jesus, because you cannot go through Jesus and get to hell. God's placed his son to make the path to hell as difficult as he possibly can. God has placed his spirit between you and hell. In order for you to get to hell, you'll have to go around his servant, I'm saying his spirit, in order to get there. In other words, God himself is working to keep you out of hell. Jesus Christ, God's son, is working hard to keep you out of hell. The Holy Spirit is working to keep you out of hell. And if you get to hell, it will be because you have outdone God, you have outdone his son, and you have outdone his spirit. And God has placed his servants, the church, the body of Christ, between you and hell. He's done everything possible to make the journey difficult for you to get to hell. And if you get to hell, my friend, you'll have to remember that you went out of your way to go away from God. You went out of your way to go away from Jesus. You went out of your way to avoid the influence of the Holy Spirit. And you've gone out of your way to bypass the nurture and the influence of his servants. My friend, getting to hell is the most difficult thing any person will ever do. When I realize that God is helping me to be saved, he's helping me to get to heaven. When I recognize that his son is helping me to be saved, his son is helping me to get to heaven, that his spirit is helping me to get to heaven, helping me to be saved, and that his servants are helping me to be saved and get to heaven, I came away with this conclusion: I think I can make it. I really think I can make it. With God helping me, with his son helping me, with his spirit helping me, with his servants helping me, why can you not make it? Do you realize how much help you'll have to get to hell? You'll only have the devil helping you get to hell. God will not help you. His son will not help you. His spirit will not help you. His servants will not help you. If you get to hell, my friend, it'll be because you and the devil did it. Are you saved? You ought to know that you're saved. The writer John, writing in 1 John 5 and verse number 13, said, "These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Do you have a written guarantee, my friend? You ought to get your written guarantee tonight. That written guarantee is based upon Acts 2 and verse 38, when the Apostle Paul on the day of Pentecost, Apostle Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins." And that is exactly what Jesus had told the apostles to preach. Mark 16 and 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." First, make sure that your name is written. Some have never had their names written in the book of life. Listen to John the Revelator, Revelation 13 and verse number 8. "All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of the Lamb who has been slain." And then in Revelation chapter 17, and the verse is number 8. Listen again. "The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss and go to destruction. And those who dwell on the earth whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world." Listen, some have never had their names written, and then some have had their names blotted out. And those, my friend, will not make it into heaven. Yes, God wants you saved. If you have a prayer request tonight, please dial number 1 on your phone, and we'll give you an opportunity to state your prayer request. If you have a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your phone, and we'll give you an opportunity. There does not appear to be any prayer request tonight. Let's pray anyhow. God, we thank you for the fact that you made it possible for us to be saved. You have placed yourself. You have placed your Son. You have placed your Spirit. And you have placed your servants along the path of obedience and righteousness so that we will have all the assistance that's needed in order to make it into an eternity in heaven with you. Thank you, God. We love and honor you as the one who makes it possible. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with us tonight. Next week, Brian will return. I appreciate the opportunity he's granted me to share with you. Remember, it's too difficult to get to hell, so let's work diligently to get to heaven.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.